Joining us via the Digis Hotline, he's our friend with KSL 5 Sports. I watched him on TV yesterday. He's a star. We got Jeremiah Jensen. Jeremiah, how you doing, man?
Keith, I'm doing well, and it's good to hear someone watched.
I did watch that, and I enjoy your work. You're professional. When you headed down to Glendale, Arizona?
I leave Thursday afternoon. I'll be down there about 3:30 p.m. on Thursday.
Did they make you drive, or do you get to fly?
Oh, I get to fly. They're very kind to us at KSL.
So you'll be there throughout the entire weekend? You staying all the way through the game?
Yes, I'll be there through Monday morning.
Do you get to go to the game?
I will be in the building. I don't know where they're going to put me. I don't know where I'm going to get a sit yet. When you have 6,000 credentialed media members, seating is sparse. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I'll at least be able to watch it live and not on TV like the rest of you.
So what happens is they maybe put a TV down there in the in some kind of a random room, and all the journalists stand there and talk?
That's exactly what you've been to the media room at the Jazz games, geez, where there's some monitors there. It'll be similar to that, yeah. But you can't accommodate 6,000 media members in the press box, so
I tell you,
we'll have to see how it goes.
Having done a limited amount of that type of thing, boy, there's some guys that are, like, especially loud. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, there's always that guy.
Yeah, and I'm not
to be that guy.
Yeah, no, you're not that guy. I've noticed that every time you just kind of do your thing, you're there to do your job. But there's some guys that feel like, you know what, I'm going to make sure that every other media guy in the room knows that I'm here.
That happens, and they're easy to pick out.
So who do you have winning this game? I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan. However, after watching the Seahawks play Green Bay, the way that went down, it was just such a fluke that they even won. I'm leaning towards the Patriots. You think? Well, what do you think?
Yeah, if you're into momentum, I think you have to go with the Patriots. The thing about the situation here is you have had a week off. I love the way the Seahawks rallied in that game. You had Seattle play probably their worst game since early in the season when they were struggling, and they still found a way to win that game. I think defensively, Seattle is better. And when you get into the Super Bowl, I think the best defense usually wins. I like Seattle. I think it's going to be a battle. I think it's going to be close. As long as Russell Wilson doesn't have 4 interceptions again, I like Seattle in this game. I know that's probably not the popular pick based on momentum, but I do like the Seahawks with their defense.
I'm going to say that I hope you're right about this. Now, this whole Deflategate stuff, do you think that's going to affect Brady and the crew, or do you think they're going to be able to put it behind them?
Well, I think it's been a distraction, no question about it. I think that's why Bill Belichick did what he did on Saturday, holding that impromptu press conference and trying to address it as much as he could, try to put this behind them so the team could focus. He was noticeably agitated with the fact that he's had to deal with this all week. There's no question it's been a distraction to the Patriots. The good news for them is now they go to Phoenix. They can get away from it, and they can just focus on football perhaps for a week. Of course, the questions are still going to continue, but I think he tried to put it behind them with that press conference. And they're going to try to focus on football this week.
I think by the time the NFL comes down with some kind of a ruling or judgment or conclusion or statement, no one will care. They care now because the Super Bowl is imminent. But I think by then it'll be, who cares? Whatever. What? We're talking about NBA now. We've already moved on. You know, I think that what's going to work to New England Patriots' advantage is the fact that Richard Sherman and a lot of the Seahawks, they don't mind speaking their mind. And I believe the attention is going to shift towards the Seahawks and away from the Patriots because of the lippy crew that are the Seattle Seahawks.
I think that's very possible. Tuesday is going to be interesting, media day. Richard Sherman also already was getting at the media yesterday. Obviously, didn't have anything to do with the Patriots. But it's going to be interesting to see what kind of comments come out, et cetera, or what might happen in the next couple of days as far as where the attention goes. That could benefit the Patriots in some way. But I'll say this about the Seahawks, is they've never been afraid to talk. Richard Sherman, everyone points out the fact that he talks a lot, but you know what? He backs it up. Mm-hmm. That guy comes up big every time in big games. The Seahawks have always backed up any trash that they've talked, and they'll have a chance to do that again if they happen to talk any this week.
You sound like a Seahawk fan.
I am not a Seahawks. I'm a Denver Broncos fan.
Oh, okay.
So I know, consider that when I say all these nice things about the Seahawks right now, I'm a Denver Broncos fan, still bitter about what happened last year. So I have a tremendous amount of respect, though, for the Seahawks and the way they do things. So, tremendous, terrific franchise.
Yeah, to be able to say all that and not being being a Bronco fan, that speaks highly of you, Jeremiah Jensen. Hey, Jeremiah, so when you go down to the Super Bowl like you're doing, do you already have it planned out, who you're going to meet with? Do you have meetings scheduled? Do you have press thing. You have junkets. What is it? What are you going to do down there? You're not just going to walk around and go to Hooters. You got a plan. What is your plan? What can we look forward to on KSL 5?
Well, I'm sure I'll find some time to hang out with John Gruden at Hooters, but I do have to get some work done down there. What we're primarily going to focus on is our local players that are in the Super Bowl. There are five this year. Will Tukuafu, Robert Turbin, and Bobby Wagner for Seattle, Silver Salinga, and Jordan Devey for the New England Patriots. They've all got interesting stories. In fact, I visited with Jordan Devey's parents. I don't know if you know Jordan Devey's story. He was in the band at American Fork in high school, didn't play football.
What?
He was back from an LDS mission. He decides, you know what, I want to play football again. So he asked for a tryout at Snow. He ends up starting at Snow, goes on to play at Memphis, and now he's in the NFL. So these guys all have incredible stories that maybe some of us don't know about. We'll be following them down there. We'll also go to a lot of the other events as well and cover the Super Bowl in general, but we're definitely focused on the achievements of these local players and what they've done for the schools that they represent here in Utah. It's not often we get five guys from Utah or play college football in Utah that are playing in a Super Bowl, and we have that this year.
So my question for you was, is five, is that exceptional then?
That is very exceptional. I'm trying to think back. The last time we went, KSL went to the Super Bowl, there were zero. So it is exceptional. Five is, I think, the most that's ever, with local ties, I think that's ever participated in a Super Bowl. So it is exceptional. Last year, obviously, we had two or three. We had Zane Beagles and Turbin Wagner and Paul McQuiston. So that was four last year. So it is quite a compliment to the universities and the high schools here in Utah that we're starting to churn out this many guys that played a high level in the NFL that so many are able to reach a Super Bowl on a yearly basis.
His name is Jeremiah Jensen with KSL 5 Sports. He's a superstar. He gets to go to the Super Bowl. All expenses paid, right? Free food and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and I can't go get Ruth's Chris every day, but anything within reason, I guess. So, you know, it's going to be a great experience. I've never been to the Super Bowl. This will be my first time, and I don't really know what to expect, honestly. It's going to be interesting.
Other than myself, is there a media member that you love and that you're looking forward to see down there in Glendale?
My partner in crime, Rod Sundell. I don't know. I have so many great associations with a lot of guys, and I'm not sure. I need to ask around and see what other guys are here from Utah that are heading down. I'm not really certain, but the fun thing about going to these Super Bowls is you get to see some of the big time guys. You know, you get to watch somebody at ESPN at work and see what they do and stuff. And you know, you see a lot of these guys on TV. I'm just like a lot of everybody else out there. I see these guys on TV. I wonder what they're like. So it's interesting to meet some of these, you know, big time broadcasters at these events.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Before I let you go, one more question. Trey Burks now, two games in a row, hasn't been starting. Dante Exum now starting point guard for Utah. Will they continue with Dante at the starting point guard? And is that going to totally destroy Trey Burks' confidence?
No. You know what? We're in two games, they're 2-0, and both players' stats have increased and improved dramatically. We actually showed some of those stats last night on Sports Beat Sunday. This is working so far after two games. And Trey Burke, give him a lot of credit. He not only has he gone out there and done his job, but he's kind of embraced this and publicly said he embraces the change. And this is helping his game. And it's making the Jazz better. Dante Exum is better because of this. I love it, and I hope it continues. And you know, this might be a permanent thing. The truth is, with Trey Burke, the third guard role may be his best place in the NBA. And there's nothing wrong with that. He can be a third guard for 10 years, 15 years in this league. So I think it's a very positive change so far. It's yielded positive results. And I look forward to seeing how it works out in the future. I think this is going to be great for both players.
His name is Jeremiah Jensen with KSL 5 Sports. Keith McCord and yourself, are you guys buddies? You guys hang out?
All the time, yeah. Keith's the man.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I saw you yesterday. I was going, I think you guys are like fast friends.
Keith's one of the best in the biz. I love Keith.
He's been around a long time. That guy, he truly is good. Jeremiah Jensen, safe travels, my friend. Enjoy the spoils of Glendale, Arizona, and we'll be watching you this week on KSL 5.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me on, Keith.
All right, buddy. Safe travels. There you go. That's Jeremiah Jensen. Always a pleasure to have him on the show.